One of the beautiful traditions of growing up is that we would celebrate the Triduum liturgies. So we would go to the Good Friday, the Holy Thursday, and not so much the Easter Vigil. I don't remember those growing up, but I remember those Holy Thursdays, which is the Last Supper, which is, as we celebrated as Catholics, that beautiful time when Christ instituted the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity, the highest of all celebrations in the life of the Church, solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, it brings me back to those beautiful memories of those Holy Thursday evenings. The people of God would gather in our parish. We'd hear the readings, not unlike what we heard today. And the reality of the Last Supper would become present here and now, as it does every time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist. You see, the Holy Eucharist is not just something that happened some 2,000 years ago and we kind of remember it, or we have a tradition to remember that day. No, it's making it real here and now every time the Holy Eucharist is celebrated. God transcends time and space, and that one sacrifice is the ongoing sacrifice that happens every Mass, regardless the holiness of the priest or the bishop or the pope. The reality of what happens is the ordinary bread and wine is changed into the body and blood, the real presence of Jesus, out of love for you and me. In the Old Testament times, as we heard in our first reading, it was understood that they were to offer sacrifices of various types, and they would give various examples of what that looked like. Sprinkling of heifers' ashes and all these things, the blood of goats and bulls, calves. When Jesus came, the shift in the New Testament, which Jesus instituted, is I, Jesus, God Himself, becomes both the victim that is offered for sin, because it is the most unblemished of all sacrifices. There's no sin in Jesus, even in his humanity. He never had original sin, he never sinned. He then was the perfect one to pay for the price of our sins, you and I. That's the nature of God's love. And before he left, on that Holy Thursday, when he instituted the Holy Priesthood and the most sacred body and blood, his, he was so very clear that this was to be a perpetual memorial. That's why we gather every Sunday, and why from the Old Testament times to the New Testament times, the Sabbath, as we understand it as Sundays, in the Jewish tradition, it was on Saturdays. It's the new covenant that has been established with the very blood of the perfect, unblemished sacrifice, God Himself in the person of Jesus. And the gift that you and I get to receive every time we come to Holy Eucharist is we get to receive the very body and blood of Jesus as the gift, as the Lamb of sacrifice. And not only is Jesus the victim that is offered, he is also the priest that makes the offering. He is both priest and victim. He is the high priest of high priests. In the Old Testament, the Jewish leaders had their high priests, but they were human high priests. Jesus is the God high priest. The God High Priest who lays down his life in love for you and I. Of course, we heard in our reading today the story of getting ready for the Passover. The disciples at the time understood that it was a memorial of what was in the past, that Passover of the angel of death. And it's at that celebration where Jesus changes that into the new covenant, the new sacrifice, the new victim, and the gift of all gifts. Not just unleavened bread, nor the sacrifices for sins like goats and lambs and bulls. No, 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 no. Something worth so much more. Jesus' very self. So when we come to receive the Holy Eucharist, it is so very important to remember what it is we receive. In these beautiful words from St. Mark's Gospel, we hear, while they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." And a little later, "This is my blood of the covenant." It's not saying it's like, it's saying it is. And as a little kid, when I would reflect upon these things and think about being a priest, I was trying to imagine what it would be like to be a priest. And after 24 years, the first Mass that I celebrated, my first Mass after being ordained, was on Corpus Christi Sunday, which we celebrate today. And it's so much more than I ever imagined it could be as a kid. To stand in the person of God Himself and the person of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through me and to changing those elements of the ordinary bread and ordinary wine into the blood of Christ. There's no way for me to adequately put words to that. My brothers and sisters, this is the reality. It is His body. It is His blood. He is the God High Priest, and He is the sacrifice we are about to celebrate. And that Last Supper will be here and now, in just a few moments. Let us remember this when we receive the Holy Eucharist today and each day. This is my body. This is my blood.